Hello, it's Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence. It's 13th of November 2023. On Friday afternoon, something very unusual happened. We became aware that the QCAT president had released a practice direction that is effective immediately. So we immediately emailed our free industry mailing list, which of course members includes you, with the 9-page direction. Now, one of the first things I'll just explain in brief, the president of QCAT is like the boss of QCAT, and it's the Honourable Justice Mellifont, and a practice direction are guidelines for QCAT proceedings. Now, the directions provide more information on specific issues and complement existing law and the QCAT rules, which are part of law. So the directions provide more information on specific issues and complement existing legislation, and they're approved by the president, which the 9-page document, as is the practice direction 4 of 2023, is effective immediately and approved by the president. Now, members, over the weekend, so Real Estate Excellence members, given it just occurred late Friday afternoon, I spent, as I would and should, some considerable time learning it. And one of the first things I'll say to everyone, it's firstly a 9-page direction, and it's easily to feel a little overwhelmed by it, and I must admit I did too. And one of the things I urge you, and we're all different obviously, but for me, I was reading off my screen and then my phone. So as soon as I printed it, I felt better printing it because I could read it better and then look into it better. So one of my first tips is don't be overwhelmed. It is obviously very important. It's effective immediately. And part of the direction which the president outlines at the beginning, the practice direction, I'm reading from paragraph 2. The practice direction explains a process used in QCAT for residential tenancy disputes. It sets out what each party must do, that's a key word, prior to and at hearing so that QCAT can deal with the matter in a way that is informed, fair, and efficient. Now, those words are particularly key because that's part of the objectives of the QCAT Act. Informed, fair, and efficient, so part of it. So what I urge you to do is, number one, read and don't expect to understand everything all at once. And members, what I've done, and Melissa's going to be emailing you shortly, it's about 6:30 on Monday morning on the 13th November 2023 now. What I've done is worked with the document and added Real Estate Excellence best practice notes to certain paragraphs and more. So the 9-page document has gone to 23. And as I say, under certain parts of the president direction and the practice direction, I've added our Real Estate Excellence best practice notes to assist you further with understanding. And as you'd appreciate, this has just evolved and just happening, and we'll continue to learn with you. But I'm very satisfied that the member document we're going to email you as part of the As It Happens membership update service is going to help you a lot. And again, I urge you, depend on how you learn. With me, it's printing it out and having a read. And it's really important to understand it. It must be followed now. Now, part of the requirements is something that I know myself with privilege have been teaching and educating for over 20 years on, but that includes about having the application in order, page numbered, and what I've been advocating for a long time too, with summaries with paragraph numbers. And when you look at the practice direction, you'll note it's in paragraph numbers. And it goes all from paragraph 1 to 42, plus three annexures at the back. Now, that's the way, as a great reminder or tip if you're not had much training or experience, is how to set out your application. There's many hyperlinks in the practice direction that the president has given, plus members in our 23-page best practice edit. I also have a number of hyperlinks for you. Now, I must understand you're not going to learn it in 10 minutes, and as much as I want to and always try to, I can't make it any simpler for you. There's a number of factors in here, including new practices about photos and videos, and what must be done if you intend to use photo or video evidence. So that's really critical too. And again, I've added best practice notes to it. The practice direction from the president talks about annexures. There's three annexures at the back. Annexure A, a checklist for termination applications and what must happen. And then there's a checklist, Annexure B, checklist for non-urgent applications, what must happen. And Annexure C talks about information for agents using QCase. Now, QCase, some months ago, QCAT started an online trial in relation to lodging applications online. Now, at the moment, the trial is only Brisbane, so Annexure C only applies to lodgement in Brisbane. Under the QCAT Act and rules, etc., and it's also on the QCAT form too, applications must be lodged either to the magistrates' court or the registry closest to the rental property, and or what I call QCAT headquarters, but it's 259 Queen Street, Brisbane. Again, QCase is an online portal that's not long been released and it's trialling only in Brisbane. I expect it will be, once the trial is over, obviously it will expand. So the Annexure C only applies to people lodging online in relation to how to complete the representation of an agent for the lessor. Now, in relation to representation, Real Estate Excellence members, you'll again see in the 23-page best practice document emailed to you shortly that I have reference there of what to do and my best practice suggestions moving forward there as agent is representing the lessor. I really urge you to make sure you read section 206, which I've included in the notes, which is a very important section to understand and be across when it talks about representation of our lessor client. So, final tips is again, it's easy to feel overwhelmed, understand when something like this is new and this is unprecedented. I can't recall something like this happening. QCAT was born in December 2009. And we've continued to ride the wave together and do the best we can, which is all we can do. But as I say, for me, reading it from a screen, then my phone, it was a bit, oh my goodness, which if that works for you, great, didn't for me. So once I printed it out and really got into it and read it, you don't have to be a lawyer. As I say, there's many hyperlinks as well. And members, again, the 23-page extended version that I've edited the president direction to add our best practice notes underneath it. And in time, as I say, for now, that's I'm very happy and confident with what I'm giving you, and we'll work through it all together. All will be fine. So, Real Estate Excellence members, thank you very much. The email's on its way very soon, and appreciate it. So, thank you for joining me. This is Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence, and bye for now.